This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And as always, this couple has voluntarily decided to, join the show. So that is not easy to do. I hope that we can all get together, give them the best advice that we can. I want to welcome to the show Miley from Enumclaw. Hi, good morning, Miley. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for reaching out on Facebook. This was interesting. Miley, at the very top of her Facebook message, it said, cut out the cutoffs. And I was like, at first I was thinking, okay, cut off shorts, cut off jeans. But Miley, you're having a problem with your boyfriend because of basically he cuts the sleeves off of his shirt and you're sick of it?
Yeah. So I'm going to start off by saying I love my boyfriend. He knows that. But we've come to a point where we're able to be just totally honest with each other. That's why our relationship works. And I have to be upfront with him and tell him about this pet peeve that I have that is just driving me absolutely nuts. And, it's getting hotter outside, getting into summer. So he has started to do this thing where basically he, is taking all of his, flannel shirts and his T-shirts and this and that, and he's ripping all the sleeves off of these shirts and turning them into these, disgusting tank tops.
Get her done!
Wait a second. Wait a second. You're actually dating Ryder the Youngin?
He knows that in general, to begin with, I am not a fan of men's tank tops. I don't think they're flattering. I think they, it doesn't matter what kind of body you have underneath that. I just think they hang on guys and they just make you look wider and bigger. And I've never been a fan. And he's now, instead of just buying regular tank tops, he's now taking his clothes and literally, ripping the sleeves off of them. And I don't think he looks good. Quarantine has been tough. I'll say that. His arms are not as chiseled as they could be. I'll just put it to you that way. I just don't like it.
Miley, in the Facebook message, I hope you're okay with me saying this, you described his arms as pea shooters, little pea shooters. But if you love, and his name is Joey, right? And he's on hold right now hearing all this.
Knows I love him. That's the main thing. But
well, if you loved him, then why do you really care what he wears? Or maybe
let me flip this, put the tail up here. What if it was me? And what if I was walking around in unflattering clothes for my body and, things that just made him feel I'm not representing myself in the best way that I could, right? How I feel with him. I want him to present himself in a good way, in a handsome way, something that's going to show the best him. And I just don't think that this is showing the best him, and it's frustrating to me. It literally makes my skin, crawl.
All right, we need our insta-therapist now. 833-822-BULL. You could text to 96459. Should they make up or break up? All right, that Joey from Enumclaw, he's on hold right now. What do you think he's going to say? What's going to be his response, in your opinion?
We've chatted about it a little bit before, and he doesn't really, he likes them. He's like, what? I like this. This is what I like, and it's comfortable, and it's hot outside, and I just want to be comfortable. What he's going to say.
Is he going to say that you're being too controlling, and that you shouldn't have a say in what he wears?
I'm really trying to do it for his best interest.
I'm going to take a few more notes. I'm going to get some details, and we're going to be back with Joey in a couple of minutes. We're going to get his side of the story.
We should have asked her, or we can ask her, is it also his pants? Is he cutting off his pants too, or just his shirts?
No, just the shirt.
Just the shirt.
So it could be worse.
Like these like baggy shorts underneath it, and it just the whole thing is wrong.
He sounds pretty.
The whole
cool
thing
to
is
me.
Wrong.
Yeah, he sounds pretty rad.
Yeah, well, he sounds like he's copying your wardrobe, right?
That's why he sounds pretty cool.
And real quick, Miley, you say that his arms look like pea shooters. I guess that's pretty skinny arms. And
yeah,
you're embarrassed by him when he walks out wearing this. How do you think that makes him feel, though?
Like, I don't want it to make him feel bad, but again, like, I'm just trying to help him. I want to make him feel better, you know? And I just don't think that this is his best look. And I think it'll boost his confidence if he can find a new solution of something to wear that's still comfortable and not too hot, but different than these, like, baggy, unflattering, cut-off sleeve tank tops.
You're approaching this like a stylist. Do you ever invite him to watch those, like, what not to wear shows with you and maybe seep it in that way?
Yeah, Claire, you know,
guy's not going to sit down and do that stuff.
He's not, I will say, like, he's just not into the fashion, you know? He doesn't care. He's the type of guy that would wear the same exact shirt and shorts for an entire week.
Well, let's go right to the horse's mouth right now. Joey from Enumclaw, he's been listening to all this. He's been on hold. Joey, welcome to Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning. What's up, Joey?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, I haven't seen your arms yet, but you know what? Hey, we can get you some perfect push-ups. We'll get you looking good in a matter of a month.
I think you might be exaggerating a little bit. And I just have to say, wow, my girlfriend sure knows how to... she has a strange way of showing how much she loves me, right?
Interesting.
She did say that, though.
There are several text messages coming in to 96459 saying there is no way that Miley loves Joey. There's no way a woman who truly loved an individual. Huh? Well, they're going off on you. They say a woman who loved an individual would not destroy him or give him this complex about his arms.
Listen, I started this entire call by first saying that I love my boyfriend. That's how I started this call. I'm just saying that this is something that is bothering me, that I'm trying to help him with so that he can represent himself in a better way.
Joey, your thoughts on that?
Nothing to do with me, like, not liking him or loving him or treating him, treating him in
love.
A poor way.
This isn't love.
I'm picking up something here.
On.
Joey said four words.
Exactly. Let's hear what Joey says.
Go ahead, Joey.
I will say, my lady knows me. She is definitely right. The reason why I am doing this, because it is summer, it is hot, and I do love my cut-off sleeves. And it's not just on my flannels. It's on T-shirts, too. But it's hot. What can I say? And we've been in this quarantine situation. I'm not trying to get dressed up. So, yeah, I may wear the same thing for, like, a week. I'm not out impressing anyone.
Hey, Joey, can you do me a favor? If she's in the room with you right now holding up a script, cough twice. I thought so.
All right, 833-822-BOWL. You can text to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Guys, listen, I really appreciate that. There's actually a lot of people from Enumclaw, Joey, saying that they see you quite often. All right, hey, listen, as always, we have a therapist in Renton. He is willing to give you two free appointments to work out this issue with your tank top, if you don't mind. And I'm going to put you on hold right now because there's a lot of people who want to chime in on this, okay?
Okay, great.
Sounds good.
That's Loralee, or is it Lorelei from Snohomish? Is Loralee, Lorelei, which one?
It's Loralee.
Hi, Loralee. That's pretty. So what do you think? Do we have a makeup or breakup here?
You know, they could totally make it up because I had a kind of similar thing with my husband for a while. We've been married 9 years now, and it used to drive me absolutely bonkers when he would have, like, these brand new T-shirts, and he would wear them out in the yard. They'd get totally wrecked, and then he would wear them whenever we would go out and about. And I was like, why are you wearing shirts that have, like, holes in them or paint or whatever? Because he's such an attractive guy. It, like, made me crazy. And eventually it was like, you know what, in the grand scheme of things and all the things that we're going to go through as a couple, what you wear is not the deal breaker. Like, really, it comes down to how you view or how much you worry about what other people think of you in your relationship. And I realized, like, I just don't care what other people think. Like, he's an amazing human. He's a nurse. He does awesome things. And so it's like, what you wear is not the biggest thing overall. So
there you go.
I think if she can get past
and he
that
just,
whole thing.
And guys, you know, regarding those T-shirts, sometimes we just like those certain T-shirts that give us the little ripple in our zipple, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Totally. They get comfortable, and he's like, yep, I love it. I'm going to wear it. I'm like, you do you, honey.
Even if it's only your zipple fits, that's okay.
Shelly in Puyallup is on. All right, Shelly, what's up? Makeup or breakup here?
Breakup.
Okay, what's up?
I just think that if you love someone, you accept them for who they are, and you certainly don't go on Facebook and post those kind of negative things about somebody you love. Our job is to build each other up, not tear each other down.
You're right.
And if someone does something like that, they don't love you.
Wow.
Maybe they love the idea of you, but they don't love you.
But they don't love you.
Yeah, she really pulled a Karen on him, didn't she?
Terrible. I mean, I think to myself, how would she feel if he did that to her? Mm-hmm. If he said, oh my gosh, she wears these skirts and she's got these pencil thin legs and they're so blah.
I know. It's double standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, big time. Yeah. He needs to run as fast as he can.
Thank you so much for the call. Have a great morning, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Let's go to Marissa in Woodinville. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
Good morning.
Marissa, do we have a makeup or breakup situation going on here? What do you think?
Yeah, I would say breakup.
You think this is a breakup? Okay, why is that?
It doesn't seem like they value the same thing. And, like, I'm sure they love each other, but at the end of the day, compatibility is so important. And if she's caring a lot about this, it doesn't seem like it's going to lead to happiness. So I just don't. It's going well.
If she can't handle short sleeves, what happens when they have kids?
Yeah,
right.
What if the kids want short sleeves?
They
want
to dress their kids differently.
That's they haven't even gotten to the beer belly years yet.
Yeah, I would say breakup. It's just, this is a small problem that could lead to bigger problems.
And finally, Dean in Bremerton. He's going to wrap it up with this. Dean, what is it that you wanted to say?
I think we have a break up here because cutoff and jorts are what makes America great. If anything, he needs to upgrade his wardrobe and start cutting those jeans in half.
USA!
And I want to say he said cutoffs and jeans are what make America great. Yes. Oh, excuse me, cutoffs and jorts.
Jorts.
Yeah.
Jorts. All right, Drew, looking at all of the social media, all the phone calls, the text messages, do we have a makeup or breakup situation?
We do. Classic backfire situation here. Nobody is in Miley's corner. They think she's superficial. They think he should dump her. It's a breakup.
All right.
Wow.